Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change. So, today for Goals Question Time, I've got the honour and pleasure of being joined by my old friend Paul Morris, who is Director of Corporate Venture Capital for UKTI, UK Trade and Investment. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Andrew.
So, Paul, it was over 6 years ago since I interviewed you for Goals Question Time when you were in Dow, and it'd be great to get an update now on your role in UK Trade and Investment, please.
It's hard to believe it was 6 years ago, Andrew. Actually, as you know, I started running Dow's corporate VC in Europe back in 1996. So after 16 years of doing that, I moved on. And in the last two and a half years, I've had a role advising the venture capital unit within UKTI, UK Trade and Investment. And that venture capital unit serves to connect corporate VCs and VC funds from around the world with UK companies that fit the investment profile of those particular investors. So my role is particularly working with the corporates. A lot of these are people I've known for many years, really understanding what they're looking for and then selectively introducing them to UK companies.
Great. And what are the key technology and new business models that are you seeing that corporates and VCs are now investing in and developing?
Apart from making one-on-one introductions, one of the things that we do is run showcases, that's pitching events, where we choose a particular sector that that we know is of particular interest to corporate VCs, and then get 10 of the best UK companies in that sector to pitch to a whole a room full of corporate VCs and VC funds that we invite along. So the sectors that we've chosen for those showcases really reflect areas that are of strongest interest. So we did one on digital health, we did one on cybersecurity, we did one on Internet of Things, and the next one, which will be coming up in late March, is on smart retail. And I just sent out the invitations to the corporate VCs and VC funds from our network to that event.
Great, I look forward to coming along to that because they're great insights into the technology and the market.
I would maybe add another thing, Andrew, just in terms of trends and differences that we've seen over over this period of time. The growth in not only the quantity, I think there are over 1,500 corporate VC units around the world now, but also the geographic spread and the improvement in really the quality and the sophistication of corporate VCs. I mean, that's really something that's changed, I think, in these last 6 years. And what better example could you get than one that was just announced, that one of the leading figures in corporate VC, Claudio Van Mans from IBM, has been accepted onto the board of one of the leading independent VC funds, NEA, in the US. I think that's a great reflection of the way that of the esteem that leading corporate VC figures are held in the independent VC industry today.
So in terms of, you've covered there the ecosystem change for VCs and CVCs, how are you seeing the ecosystem change in terms of for governments and the shift in that relationship? I'm sure it's got better since you've been there, but what's the more neutral view?
I think what I do find, going to conferences and events, bumping to people from various governments around the world, and I see that there are different initiatives to try and stimulate investment, and in some cases specifically corporate venture capital investment in those countries. And I include New Zealand, Japan, France, Canada, Netherlands, and many others. So I think there's a growing awareness amongst governments around the world that VC, and particularly corporate VC, is something that's probably worth their time and attention. I don't know anybody else that has quite a similar model to the UKTI venture capital unit, but certainly I think the awareness and the importance of corporate VC is being recognised on a very broad global scale.
And what other types of partners do you work with, apart from sort of VCs and other corporate incubators, and which do you find are the most effective in building long-term relationships?
Yeah, our role, as I said, is not to overcomplicate it, it's to work with investors and understand what they're looking for and then connect them with UK companies. So the two groups of external people that we like to work with are people that can help us connect with additional investors around the world. So, you know, I would include organisations in that group such as the UKTI offices. You know, UKTI has hundreds of offices in consulates and embassies all around the world, so we work with those people. But also organisations such as Global Corporate Venturing, who are very well connected with the investor ecosystem. And then, on the other hand, we work with organisations in the UK that can help us connect to UK companies that are looking for funding. So I would include incubators and accelerators in that, UKTI sector colleagues who have specific sector expertise and contacts with companies in those sectors, and also UK venture capital funds.
So, touching there, as you did, on the people aspect, they're so central to corporate venturing and startups. So what are the types of people that they will be interacting with in the UKTI teams?
Yeah, it's an interesting structure, because this is a very, very small specialised team. So on the one hand, you have the civil servants, or the civil servant that heads the venture capital unit up. It's a lady called Ekta Patel, and she's really responsible for ensuring that we have the support internally, you know, really setting direction, strategy, and making sure there's budget available for this activity. But then the external facing work is mainly done by people with, you know, very deep and long and relevant industry experience. So myself leading the interactions with investors on a global basis, and then some colleagues on the ground in the UK who are experts and very well networked in their own sectors, and they're the ones that will identify companies, the companies that we would look to support by introducing them to investors. And that small specialised team is led by one of my colleagues, Roy Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. So you've provided some great insights on the GCV Academy on the best approaches and pitfalls of corporates partners working with VCs. What are your key messages, the key bullet points that you highlight on that program?
Well, I think one of the messages would be, from everything I've seen and the feedback that we've had from the academy programs that we've run in the US, Europe and China, I would say attend it. That would be one of the key messages, because I think people get a lot out of it. But, you know, from my particular perspective, the module that I cover is really to raise the awareness with corporate VCs of the importance of having a well thought through and well defined engagement strategy for independent VC funds. Now, that may or may not involve taking limited partners, so LPGP positions, but even if it doesn't, rather than just sort of stumbling across VC funds in an ad hoc way, as and when they happen to invest in a deal with you or be looking at a deal, I think you should have a well thought through strategy, and you'll find that can be very beneficial for a whole number of reasons that we cover in the course.
All right, excellent, thank you. So can we get down to a specific example? Can you describe an example of a CVC fund that is located in the UK and how they're now effectively leveraging the ecosystem?
Yeah, I mean, we're working with over 100 corporate VCs globally, and of course that's an awful lot of contact. So we try and focus on and put some extra time and effort into a small number that we think really have potential, both the desire and the ability to invest in the UK. And where those corporates are, say, North America based or Asia based, you know, we encourage them to come and set up a base in Europe, obviously in the UK, to set up a fund there, or at least an office. And one of the examples that we've worked on for the last couple of years, and there was a big announcement following a meeting at 10 Downing Street with the Prime Minister and his colleagues, was the setting up of a new fund by Cisco. Mm-hmm. In fact, Cisco committed $1 billion to invest in the UK, and $150 million specifically in a corporate VC fund to invest in UK startups. So, we were very, very pleased to see that.
So, very significant corporate and significant money is there to support the ecosystem.
Exactly.
Great. Thanks for those insights, sort of, Paul. Now the normal tough question: what do you manage to do to relax? What are your hobbies?
Well, what I would like to do and what I'm doing different things. So, you know, a lot of my way of relaxing and just getting away from things throughout all my life really has been sport. So I played a lot of rugby and cricket and more recently cycling and a lot of skiing as well. I'm a little bit incapacitated recently following a hip operation, but as and when I get that sorted out, I should be back to my regular activities.
Yeah, well, I'm sure our colleagues and friends and that within the whole environment where we've been in California for the last week are giving their best wishes to hope that you're off your crutches and that soon, Paul. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Paul, thanks very much for giving us your insight on Gore's question time. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.